Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Ingrid Green Adams. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She is the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing three other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans, worked as a criminal and civil private investigator for over 30 years. She's an associate minister at Great Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She's a member of First District Missionary Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee, also the SCLC Justice for Girls. She's a big supporter and loves standing in the gap for domestic violence victims and survivors, and eagerly wants to put an end to domestic violence by getting help for the abusers. Evangelist Norma Chapman's desire is to reach out to many people that are living in this environment. Ingrid Green Adams.
Good evening to all of our listeners out there on today. I want to thank you for tuning in on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show with your host, yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Yes, we have a great show planned for you on today, and I thank God that He has allowed us one more time to come on the radio. But as always, listeners, let us begin our show today by bowing our heads and closing our eyes, and let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this great opportunity, Father God, that we may come together once more and again, Father God, on this radio show, Father God, to reach out and touch somebody, Father God, that is standing in your need, Father God, that need encouragement on today, Father God, that, Father God, that we may, Father God, inspire them with an inspirational word from you on today, Father God. And, Father God, we pray as this show goes forward, Father God, that, Father God, every word that proceeded out of our mouth will be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the listeners out there on today, Father God. We thank you for the guests that are appearing on today, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for allowing me, Father God, to appear one more time on this talk radio, on this great radio talk show. And we pray that everything and every word that we speak will be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. And at the end, that you may get the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray to you. Amen. All right, listeners out there today. Yes, we have a great show planned for you today. And our guest on today will be that Reverend Geraldine Clark out of Miami, Florida. And we have also with us in the studio today, Reverend Tony Robinson, our very own, right here from the city of New Orleans. And before I let them introduce themselves on today, I just want to tell the listeners out there to remember that you can tune in on this show with any questions or comments that you may have by pressing the number one on your phone. And at that time, it would indicate to me that you want to come in with a comment or a question, and you just might want to just share with us what we're talking about on today. And today's topic is the gathering of the remnant. Yes, the gathering of the remnant, which is coming from Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter and the 3rd verse. Also, our guests will be discussing on today a word from God. As God ministered to them, Reverend Robinson will be discussing that God is restoring his people back to the church. Yes, this is a restoration on today and a confirmation that God want us to come back, and God wants to be in control of our lives. Listeners out there, God is gathering his people. As he did when Jeremiah prophesied in the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter and the 3rd verse, telling the people God will gather the remnant of his flock out of all the countries, whether he has driven them, and will bring them again to their fold. And they shall be fruitful and increase. He is still sending out and setting up shepherds over them, which will feed them. and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, said to the Lord. Today's episode with our special guest, Apostle Jerry Dean Clark and Apostle Tony L. Robinson, will be encouraging those who need to be inspired through the Word of God. Stay tuned in on this amazing episode with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and her amazing guest. And be blessed on today. And remember, listeners, if you have a question or a comment, press the number one on your phone. At this time, I will allow our guests to introduce themselves to you with a short introduction. We will start first with Apostle Pastor Jerry Dean Clark out of Miami, Florida. How are you doing this afternoon, Pastor Clark?
Praise the Lord, woman of God. This is Pastor Geraldine Clark of Fort Pierce, Florida. Amen. I'm in the Fort Pierce area, and I tell you, radio listeners, it's an honor to be, amen, on the talk show today with Evangelist Norma Chapman. I'm excited about this talk show. Truly, the Lord has a word just for you. Amen. Thank God for Facing Your Fear radio talk show.
God bless you. At this time, we hear from our own very own apostle, and he's also a pastor, Tony Robinson, right here out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Good afternoon, Apostle Robinson. How are you today?
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. They're so excited, amen, to be on the Big Talk Today radio show. Praise God. I'm excited about what God is doing. Praise God.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Brother Mark?
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm a pastor here in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm doing great work. Amen. Evangelism. Praise God. Operating out the fivefold ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right here in New Orleans. Amen.
God bless the both of you all today. I'm so very happy to have you as my special guest on today. I know God has a word for people on today. I'm excited about having the both of you on this show. I'm excited about God. I'm excited about being a child of God. I'm excited about helping somebody, standing in the gap as we go forward with the word on today. I just want to sit back and enjoy you all, and I want you to just relax and let God have his way. Yes, let God have his way on today. We're going to give him the glory. We're going to give him the honor. We're going to magnify, we're going to magnify the Lord on this talk show today. We're going to honor, we're going to praise God, and we're going to let our hearts just open up our ears and listen to what God is saying to us. And then we pray that somebody out there that are listening, that may need to hear the word on today, if they don't know God in a part of their sins, then they can be saved right here on Faith in Your Fears. All they have to do is press the number one on the phone and say that I want to be saved. And now, Reverend Robinson, myself, and you, they were truly, we can unite to God on today. If there's anyone out there on today that has strayed away from God, if they have backslid, God still has his arms wide open. You can always come back to God. But what God never leaves us, we leave God. And on today, Reverend Clark and Reverend Robinson is going to give us a word from God, how we can restore ourselves back unto the Lord, how God is gathering up the remnant of his flock. At this time, I'm going to turn it over. First, we hear from Reverend Jerry Dean Clark as she introduced her topic on the day, and then we're going to let Reverend Tony Robinson introduce his topic, and together they're going to merge in, and we're going to just give God the glory on today. Amen.
Amen. I thank God.
Go ahead on, Pastor Clark.
Amen. I thank God for all of you out there in radio land today. Truly, it is a blessing, amen, to be among you. I thank God once again, Evangelist Norman Chapman, doing a great work here on the radio talk show. Amen. Facing Your Fears. I thank God, amen, for this opportunity once again to come before you. Amen. This is Apostle Geraldine Clark of Faith to Glory Community Empowerment Center. in the beautiful city of Fort Pierce, Florida. I tell you, the Lord have given me a word, amen, for his people, and I believe, amen, that God cannot lie. In the book, let's go straight to the word of God. I'm excited. Amen. The book of Jeremiah. Amen. I love Jeremiah. I love the prophets of God. Amen. We all should be able to speak into our lives and into the lives of others. But during this time, amen, let's go to Jeremiah 23 and verse 3. And it says, "And I will gather the remnant of my flock." This is the Lord talking to us now. "Out of all the countries whither I have driven thee." In other words, this is something that the Lord has allowed to happen during this time in this season in the book of Jeremiah. And he said, "And they shall be fruitful and they shall increase." The Lord began to say, amen, that the remnant in this season, first of all, knowing a remnant is a small remaining quantity of something. Hear me. Many of you that are listening to this broadcast, you are a remnant. Amen. When you come to the things of God, amen, a remnant is a survivor. Amen. There's many of you, you have been through great tribulation, but the Lord said during this time and during this season, the fact that you have survived, you are now in a remnant. But he said now, during this time of Jeremiah, amen, the remnant, amen, had been going through great tribulation because during this time that the leaders, amen, was not, amen, in their place. He said that the king scattered the people and did not protect them. That's what was going on during this time of Jeremiah. But God said, now I would gather them and establish God's kingdom. During this time, amen, a lot of times we're going through things and it's not always that woman or that man is something behind the scene that causes things to happen. But during this season and time, amen, the fact that many of you that are listening now, you have survived, amen, and that makes you a remnant. Because, see, some people go through trials and they give up on God. But a remnant is that they hold on to the thread of the garment. I can see the woman that went down low and began to touch the hem of God's garment. Amen. Everybody else was standing up high, but she went down low. Anytime, amen, that you go through the process as a remnant, it calls you to go low. And God said, many of my people in this season, because you was willing to go low, I'm going to call you in this season to stand yes. up high. And I believe that there's many of you that are listening to this broadcast. You're saying, woman of God, you are talking to me. I come to tell you today that God said there's a gathering of the remnant. Amen. And you got to be able to hear by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And God said, I am a spirit, and they that worship me must worship me in the Spirit. So now God is saying, he said, I want to bless you. Amen. I know you've been scattered. Hear me. I know you've gone through some hardship and disappointment. Now, I'm going to tell you this because we don't like to talk about hardship in the body of Christ. But I want you to know, those of you that are listening under the sound of my voice, if you're going to grow and be effective in God, there will be some hardship. Hallelujah. Amen. But I want you to know that God says you are survivors. Amen. You are more than conquerors. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. In spite of all that these people went through during this time, amen, he said, I would gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries. In other words, we're living in a time now. There's been many of men, women, boys, and girls that have been scattered. Yeah. They have been scattered. Many of you, some of you in New Orleans, some of you in Florida, some of you in Texas, some of you, amen, in foreign countries. But I want you to know, if you will just flow by the sound of the Holy Ghost in the realm of the Spirit, the only way you will be able to understand the things of God is to have the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes, and I thank God, amen, for the apostle coming in and talk to you about, amen, being restored back unto God. But I want you to know in this season, hallelujah, that God himself, listen here, certain things, amen, God himself has to do. And I believe that there's many of you under the sound of my voice, I hear the Lord say, I'm going to do it for you again. I'm going to restore you back to your first love. I'm going to cause you, even though you've been through some hardship. See, when you go through a hardship, we don't like to talk about it, but I'm going to keep it real, Evangelist. Amen. We don't like to talk about hardship because nobody wants to go through. But I want those of you under the sound of our voice today to know the fact that you survived and you're still here. I want you to know, remnant, God said this is now your season. I will bless you going in and I will bless you coming out.
Yes,
if
Lord.
You will hear and hearken unto my voice. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, and will I bring them again to their fold. Hear me. The Lord is saying, those of you that are under the sound of our voice today, the Lord say, I'm going to bring you. I'd love to, amen, begin to see how God is bringing people from one state to another state, one country to another country. These are survivors. You all are survivors. God himself shall honor you. God himself shall bless you. You know, sometimes we wait on people to bless you, but there's nothing like when God bless you. Amen. And God say, I'm going to bless my people in this season, and I'm going to cause them to rise up. Now, during this time, the prophet and the priest did not give people spiritual direction. Hear me. This is why, amen, many of you, amen, missed the move of God because you didn't understand spiritual direction. You didn't have spiritual guidance. But I want you to know now that the Holy Ghost dwells on the inside of you. And because the Holy Ghost dwells on the inside of you, God himself going to give you spiritual direction. Lord, that's for somebody. Amen. He said, the prophet and the priest, they didn't give it to you, but God said, I'm going to give it to you. He said, nor was they examples. He said, they was not examples. Yes, some things has happened in your life. Amen. And it wasn't all you. Can I just keep it real with you? A lot of things that are happening, amen, it's not always you. At this time, you can see, amen, sometimes I've observed, amen, some leaders, we go out prematurely. And because we go out prematurely, we begin to affect others. We begin to hurt others. We begin to mess up others. But God said, I got a remnant. Some people, they don't even want church no more. But I come to tell you, there's a God that will restore them. There's a God that will heal and deliver them. And I'm talking to somebody today. God said, I come to heal you today. I called this woman of God all the way from Florida to come to New Orleans, to come to Africa, hallelujah, to come to from the Bahamas. Amen. Just to minister into your spirit today. I want you to know you're special to God. You need to praise God right there. You're special unto the Lord. And God is going to do that which he said he was going to do as he gathered the remnant. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, and I will set up shepherds. Hear me. Now he's saying, see, sometimes we have to go through to get to. He said, now I'm going to set up shepherds. Come on. So you don't allow what you have happened to you in the past to affect what God wants to do for you in the future. God have men, women, boys, and girls. Hear me. Amen. That loves God and that's going to speak truth, going to teach truth, and going to walk truth. Am I talking to you today? But this remnant of God, amen, the fact that you survive, I want you to know this is a season and a time of celebration. Amen. I know, see, some people had cancer, but yet God did not allow them to live. But because you're here today, I want you to know you're part of the remnant. You're part, amen, you're going to be able to tell the Lord, tell the world that God is a healer. I'm talking to somebody today, I want you to know that God is a healer. And he said, I've come special for you today. I've selected these men, this woman, and this man of God to minister into your spirit today. And I want you to know, he said, I will gather them and establish my kingdom. Amen. I didn't say we want to establish a church, but you got to understand when you begin to tap in the rim of the kingdom, amen, that's a broad spectrum. A lot of times we get messed up because we're just focused on the church, the building. You got to have the church on the inside of you. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your presence right now. He said, but I will gather them and establish the kingdom of God in righteousness. You hear me? In righteousness. You know, sometimes we allow what others have said and done to cause us to miss the move of God. Hear me. I'm talking to anybody that is listening this day at amen to this talk show. Amen. I want you to know that God have not forgotten your labor of love. I want you to know, remnant, this is a time of honor for you. And God saying, I will honor my people in this season. I will send you shepherds after my own heart. Come on. Shepherds that will love you. Shepherds that will correct you. Y'all don't believe that now. God said, I'm going to send in men, women, boys, and girls that will serve. Amen. Are you understanding that? We are like Jesus today. Oh, Lord, the better we serve others.
Our assignment is to serve you, men and women of God. And I believe that there's a remnant of you. Amen. There's a gathering of the saints. Come on. That if we will come together and move by the Spirit of God. Amen. First of God, first of all, verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again. Hallelujah. You will not understand the revelation of God unless we are born again. And I want you to know there's many of you that God, in this season, he said, I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to set you up with shepherds over them that shall feed them. And they shall fear no more. They shall fear no more. Now, you know, amen, we're in the right thing because the name of the talk show lets us know, amen, that we shall not fear and face our fears. I want you to know today, amen, you're tuned in at the right time. Facing your fear radio talk show. I want to thank God once again for Evangelist Norma Chapman.
God bless you. God bless you. You are still listening to Facing Your Fear Radio Talk Show hosted by your truly evangelist, Norma Chapman. I truly tell you on today, listeners, my heart is filled with joy, and I'm so excited about the word that's going forth on today. I ask my listeners to please stay tuned in and continue to be blessed by God. And remember, listeners, if you have any comments or questions, you must press the number one on your phone, and at that time, when I open up the lines for the callers, if you have any questions or comments, at that time you may join in this amazing, awesome conversation. I'm not going to call it a conversation on that. I want to call it a word from God. You can join in on the anointing that God is pouring out on us on today. At this time, listeners, we will now hear from Apostle Tony Robinson right here out of our own city, New Orleans, Louisiana. Take it away.
Well, praise God. I'm as excited about the word of the Lord. My God, glory to God. I tell you, this is the season, amen, that we must express, amen, what God is about to do for the people, amen, that has been driven away from the church, amen, for various reasons. Folks have lost it, walked away from the church, amen, but we are here today to encourage you, to let you know, amen, that it's not over, amen, that God, amen, wants to recover you. The Bible said God told David, he said, David, you shall recover all, amen. Some of you have lost some things, but God say, amen, it's time for you to recover. Oh, amen. Them that was driven away. See, God said, I'll driven them and I'll bring them again into their fold. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, God got to bring you out sometime to bring you in. Amen. Right. Sometimes God got to tear some stuff down to build some things up. Come on. Amen. But I hear the Lord said, after he does that, he said, you shall be fruitful and increase. God wants us to increase. Amen. He want to give us increase in this season. Amen. Some of you, my God, has walked away from the Lord. Amen. Trying to find a way. But I'm going to tell you today, there is no way but God. The Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. If you want to get blessed, you got to come back into the fold, beloved, because God is a God of increase. He's a God, amen, that will give you, he said, be fruitful. He'll make you fruitful, amen, and he'll set you up. Praise the Lord. He'll set you up, shepherds, amen, men that will love, that will men and women that will love you, amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. I know that some preachers, amen, have done some things, amen. Some of you have given up, amen, because of what someone else have done. Praise God. But God told Elijah, there were 750, my God, prophets of God, my God, that they have not bowed down, nor kiss the hand of Baal. Are you hear what I'm saying? Amen. So God, amen, is still raising up folk, amen, that's going to obey him, people that's going to walk before the presence of God, people that's going to fast and pray for the saints of God, amen, people that's going to be over you, amen, and going to give you a true word. Praise God. And we shall feed them, the Bible says. Glory to God. We got to tell you the truth. The Bible said, if the truth is said it not, because, amen, the truth will make you free. Praise God. So God is raising up men that's going to feed the flock, my God, give you divine direction, amen, divine insight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. And God will take out the fear. Praise God. Many folks are scared. Amen. Folks are being terrified and horrified, amen, by the enemy, by things that are going on. But God is raising up men and women, my God, Lord, is going to be true shepherds in this season, in this hour.
Yes.
Praise God. God is raising up folks that are going to obey him. Praise God. So that's why God is telling Jeremiah, don't be dismayed. Don't tell him, don't be dismayed. Amen. You don't have to fear no more. Praise God. But God is going to be your God. Hallelujah. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly in all that we can ask or thank according to the power of God, my God, that worketh within us. Praise God. And the Bible said there shall be nothing lacking. Amen. When you get on the Lord's side, pray, he'll make you fruitful, he'll increase you. Praise God. And there shouldn't be anything that is lacking. Praise the Lord. Amen. Does God want to elite? Let me tell you something. The Bible said that God brought Moses, amen, out of Egypt. Amen. Brought him into their own land. Praise God. Glory. It was a hard task. Some folk gave up. Some folk threw it in the towel. Some folk didn't make it. But God said, amen, praise God, I'm going to bring you to a land, hallelujah, that flows with milk and honey. In other words, God is doing some recovering. Amen. God's going to give us recovery. Amen. Everything is the woodworm, the caterpillar. Amen. The locust. Glory to God. Amen. Have eaten up the grasshoppers. Amen. Have eaten up. God said, I shall restore you. I shall restore the years. Glory to God. God is a God of restoration. Amen. And I believe that God, my God, is bringing the folk back to church. Praise the Lord. Folks are coming back to the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As walking away from the church, by God, glory to God. But David said, I was glad, my God, when it said unto me, let me go, get up and go to the house of the Lord. Amen. Some of y'all need to get up and go to church, my God, and begin to give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my God. Stick your chest out and tell yourself that you're somebody in the Lord. The Bible said that we were a real royal priest. Glory to God. We're a chosen generation. Get up and take your position back. Come on, get up and be who God, my God, wants you to be. And my God, it's not over. Amen. I believe that the best is yet to come. Praise the Lord. I believe the best is yet to come. Glory to God. Are you going to say, Sister Walker?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You're still listening to faith in your fears.
Amen.
That's
praise God.
Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Listeners on today, you have in the studio with me on today, I have a special guest, Reverend Geraldine Clark, and her title is Apostle Geraldine Clark, and we have Apostle Reverend Tony Robinson. They both are pastors in the
praise
area
of
the year, and they're coming to you today sharing the word of God. Listen, let me share this with you. If you look in the book of 2 Peter, it tells us not to be slow patient. It tells us that chapter 3 and 9 tells us in 2 Peter how good to have an answer for those who ridicule the idea of coming judgment day. God just waiting for you to be saved. Delay is another event of God's love. And what they're sharing today on Faith in Your Fears is that God is waiting for you to come and be saved. Even if you have backslide, God is waiting for you to come back. What kind of people that are in 2 Peter that they're talking about, chapter 3, verses 11 through 12? When the day of the Lord comes, God will punish the wicked and deliver the righteous.
Yes, Lord.
God is going
to
punish
Lord.
You. You're going to be in torment. You're going to be turned over to the hands of Satan. But therefore, what kind of people not only ought you to be, but do you want to be? Peter's choice is a deceitful, holy, and godly attitude about God. Listen, as I tell today, the scripture tells us that we have to do what is clean and acceptable to God. And our motive is which would motivate for God a godly life. That's our motive, to live a godly life and to live in an atmosphere where God could bless us, where we can be prosperous and not be cursed. And sometimes we curse own lives by being disobedient to God. I'm so happy for the word on today. I'm so happy that our guest is reaching out to those who needs to come into the Lord. If you strayed away from church, You saying I don't need to go to church no more. I don't need to pay my tithes anymore. I don't need to give my offering anymore. Then you are being disobedient to God. We must do what God have required for us to do in our lives. If we want to be blessed, if we want to be prosperous, if you want God to keep his promise, the Lord tells people to take away all earthly disease. There's nothing that can hinder us if we do what's pleasing and acceptable to God.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
yes,
I
Lord.
I give you my life on today. Lord, I'm ready to do your will. Lord, I'm ready to do what's pleasing in your sight. Lord, I'm ready to walk a new walk. Lord, I'm ready to talk a new talk. Lord, I'm ready to not go to places that I'm going. Lord, I want to. I need you. You can't do it by yourself.
Amen.
But if you tell me,
Lord.
The Lord just take my hand. And the Bible tells us to lean not to our own understanding, out of all of our ways acknowledge him, and let him direct your path. Okay, because forget about the worldly things, because greater is he that's in you than is in the world. The devil come to destroy you on today. The devil come to take away your life on today. The devil want to see you suffering on your sick bed today. Don't wait until you get down on your sick bed. Don't wait until something bad happens until you're trusting in your life that it happened to me in my life back in 1990. You don't want that to happen. Come while you still have time.
Yes,
time,
Lord.
Is of essence right now. The God, the Lord, God's Son, Jesus, the Messiah, that died on the cross for us way back on Calvary, he's on his way back. Because he's coming as a thief in the night. You know, we find ourselves when we wake up, some of our loved ones, you go to bed with them talking, you wake up the next morning, they're dead. Sometimes some of them direct next to you. Sometimes you get a phone up, I just hung the phone up. But God has come to snatch them from this earth. Just
my
like
God.
This. So
yes,
you got
Lord.
To be
yes.
ready when Jesus comes. Because I want you to know that he's coming. And just a day, there was a day for you to be born, and there's certainly a day for you to die.
Oh, yes.
I'm so happy on today. I'm so delighted about this topic on today. God is gathering up his remnant. Also, God is gathering his people, restoring his people back into the church. You cannot sit at home and talk about, I can serve God better at home. God said, you need to go out. God said, he wants us to go into the house.
Teach it back to me.
Come let us go into the house of the Lord where prayer can be heard and God's mercy can be found. When you come together in unity, when you come together, you find strength. He wants us to come in and he wants us to come together. He wants to hear us, give him the honor, give him the glory because he wants us to have strength. You know, don't you know that a saints of God, we are helpers one to another, that we are strength one to another, and we got to go where God is because the Spirit of the Lord jumps from body to body. And also, if you're somewhere where you're not supposed to be, Satan gets in a body and it transfers from body to body. I'd rather be in the house of the Lord than to be, I tell you, saints of God, I will not turn around. I am determined, even though the times get hard sometimes. Sometimes I feel like giving up. But when I look and see and I realize the goodness of God and all that he's done for me, why would you serve? Why would you not serve a God like that? I'm telling you, I'll be on today. We are crying out to him on today. And then so much is happening. When you, every time you turn the television on, somebody's getting shot. Every time you turn around, somebody's getting robbed. And I pray today that that man and that woman that's on that corner, they got a gun in his hand, that God would turn them around, put that gun out of his hand or her hand, and then pick up the word of God and say, Lord, for you I live and for God I die. I'm begging you and I'm standing in the gap for you on today. That you need to be saved. The time is now. God is calling you
in
the last days and knowing his way back. So I urge you on today. I plead to you on today.
Yes,
to
Lord.
To give God your life because only tomorrow may be too late.
All right,
Jesus out there, we still have a lot more time left on the clock.
My God.
And we don't have any callers that have anything to say on today. And then we're just going to keep it going. And we're going to let God keep witnessing to us. And we're going to continue to let God have control of this radio show on today.
Hallelujah.
God, our hands. God is in control on today, listeners. And I got to do what's clean and acceptable to God. Because God wants
yes.
to get his. God got a message. God is our special guest on today. God is
yes.
the guest on today. And he's
yes, he is.
His people. He's hey, gathering man. Up his people. He's gathering
yes.
his people together to come back to him. How are you going to come
yes.
back to him? You're going to find the nearest church. And you're going to go and you're going to say, Lord, I'm here now, Lord. What do you
yes,
want
Lord.
Me to do? My ears
yes.
are open, Father God. I once was blind, but now I see. You're going to stay blind
yes, Lord.
Until you go into the presence of the Lord and close
my
your
God.
Mouth and open up your ears and hear what the Lord has to say to you. Get up early in the morning and tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you. But let me see another day. And then
yes,
you find
Lord.
Yourself,
yes.
you can still see. Then you start moving your limbs. Start walking
yes,
closer.
Yes,
Lord. The Lord, oh, I thank you. Because I could have, could be
thank
me today.
You. That thank you, Lord.
And I'm laying in a bed of a sickness. Cannot move my
yes.
arms or my legs.
Yes,
could
Lord.
Could be me today, Lord Jesus, that a stroke has touched me. I can't even open up my mouth. And I can't even speak. It could be me today, Lord Jesus, was in that accident where somebody lost their eyes on
my
the
God.
Last night. But, oh, Father God, you favored me once more and again in my life. Listeners,
yes.
listeners, please give God the glory before it's
yes,
too late.
Yes.
Because
yes, Lord.
They don't know what the next minute is going to bring. You hear how you're hearing us now. And a few minutes from now, one of us could be gone just like that. But I thank God that I know where I'm going. I'm not going to worry about where I'm going to spend eternity. God, take me right now. I'm prepared because I'm going to a better place than where I am now. They say I'm going where
yes,
there'll
Lord.
Be no more tears, no more sorrows, no more worry, and no more pain. And I know
my
you
God.
Want to be in that number when God call your name, because only two
yes.
places you can go. You can decide to go to heaven and enjoy the trip, or you can decide to go to hell and enjoy your trip on your way to hell. Because if you live in
oh
the world
God.
Out there, you are headed for
yes.
destruction. Before I turn
yes,
you back
Lord.
To my guest on today, I want
my
to talk
God.
A little bit about domestic violence. Listeners out there, this is the month of October, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. As you know, I'm a big supporter of domestic violence. I was a domestic violence victim myself. Where in 1990, I was shot twice in the liver, stabbed an inch from my heart. I was in a coma for 40 days. I had 6-8 blood transfusions, 7 surgeries. Now, who would not serve a God like that? And there's somebody out
yes,
there
Lord.
Today that may be thinking about taking their wife or their girlfriend life or taking their husband or their boyfriend life. I plead to you on today to put the gun or the knife down, and I'm asking and I'm praying that the Lord will deliver you from a domestic violence environment. And let us keep domestic violence victims in our prayers this month, that God would touch the lives of those who lost their loved ones through the hands of another loved one or through domestic violence. Let us pray that God would deliver the abuser as well as the victim. Now, when I said I pray for the abuse, because if you don't have any abuse, you will not have victims. Because they have a sickness.
Right.
Something caused them to live in that type, to love to live in that type of environment. Something
right.
on the inside of them that caused, you don't know what they went through as a young
yes.
boy or a young girl. And they feel like this is the only way to live. But I come to tell you today that you can be delivered from whatever environment that you are living in. And we're going to be talking more about this in the month of October. But right now we're going to get back, and we're going to get back connected in the Word of God, and we're going to get back tuned into what God is telling us. And God is saying that to the domestic violence victims out there today, he sees what you're going through. He knows what you're going through. But he's also revealed to you over and over again, get out of that type of environment. How do you get out of it? By leaving it, not looking back, by trusting in God and telling God that, Lord, I'm going to step out on faith on today. And he's also talking to the abuser on today, telling you that, why would you take somebody's life? Life and death is mine. You're out your lane. I say live, and I say die. And you have to remember than when you thinking about taking somebody's life. You're destroying your life because you're going to penitentiary for the rest of your life. And some people not only take their victim's life, they turn around and they turn the guns on themselves. So that's like what my abuser did. He shot himself after he thought that I was dead, and my children, six and nine at the time, saved my life. So we're going to be talking about that later on in the month of October. But right now, we have some more time to share the word of God with you, and we don't want to break God's anointing right now, because when the Spirit of the Lord started moving, he don't want to be interceded. So at this time of Pastor Clark and Pastor Robinson, we could just talk about what we're talking about on today. Maybe one of you could just come in, and because you've already did your introduction, you've already
Report
with your word on today.
Amen.
So we just want to just talk about how they can bring themselves back to the Lord. What must they do, Reverend Robinson, to bring themselves? I'm talking about, right now I'm speaking of somebody that left church and feel like they're not worthy, or they're ashamed to go back because they've been gone for a while and they don't know how to walk back in the doors because they feel like somebody is going to be looking at them. But Jeremiah also said that the Lord said, don't be afraid of their faces. You must go boldly before the throne of God. Can you share that with our listeners on today? And soon as he gets finished sharing that, Pastor Clark, then I want you to talk a little bit about God's gathering, how he scattered his people back in the days of Jeremiah, but he's going to do the same. Now, he's doing it now. You know, our people are being scattered all over, but he's saying he's going to go back and get those. He's going to bring it back. And if you're saying that my pastor was doing this, or I don't believe what Pastor so-and-so was saying, he said he's going to put a new pastor in your life. He's going to put a new shepherd in your life that will feed his flock. But you have to
shoot. Good teaching, evangelist.
You must have a listening ear. You have to go to God with your heart open. You got to go to God. Forget about what somebody else is doing. Get tuned into what God wants you to do. Ask God what you have for me to do. God has work for all of us to do. You are an evangelist. You are another pastor. You are another doorkeeper at the door. And also, go out and tell somebody what God has done for you. Don't keep his miracles inside. God wants you to testify about the goodness of him. Okay, Reverend Robinson, at this time, you want the listeners to know how could they come back to God and how they can restore themselves back to the churches, as well as while you're doing that, you can also let New Orleans know where you are ministering, and if they need a pastor or a church home, you can share that at this time. Shortly after you finish, then as soon as you finish, then Pastor Clark is going to tell the people how God is gathering his realm to come together to bring you back to God through the word of God, and only way you can even have ears. How could you be how could you hear without a preacher? And they're going to tell you how you can come and hear the word of God and how you can be united with God. And if you have not been united yet, they also want to share with you how you can be united with God. You all can take it away now. God bless you. Reverend Robinson? Are you there, Reverend Robinson? Reverend Robinson, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
I'm online.
Okay.
You hear me now?
Reverend Clark,
can y'all hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay,
now.
Go ahead.
And did you hear the instructions for you that you had to do?
Yeah, I heard.
Okay, then you can do that, and then shortly after, you'll let Reverend Clark share what I just told you that you
want
to be sharing at this time.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Man, we just got so much to deal with today. Praise God. But I think the first thing that we need to do is, amen, as pastors and prophets and apostles, amen, we started the church. Amen. A lot of people have came to the church. Amen. They have gotten discouraged. Amen. And they leave the church. Amen. And the saints of God do not go after them. You know, we got to get on the phone, amen. When folks come into the church and even get baptized, and amen, give their life to Jesus, amen. And the next thing we know that they're gone, and we are not responsible enough to go and to seek after them to see where they are. You know, and I think that to get people back to the church, amen, we got to be more concerned, amen, about the people, amen, that came through our ministry, amen, and we must go, the Bible says, we must compel them, amen, to come unto God, amen. We're so easy, amen, to give up on folk, amen, praise God, before somebody would have gave up on us, amen. So we got to go out and get them, we got to, after, under any means necessary. Amen. Go knock on some doors. Amen. If you got a list of members in your ministry, go see about them. Amen. Go see about them. Go find out where they are. Go find out what they're doing, why they're not in church. Amen. And that's something that we need to get back to. Amen. To go and visit the people. Amen. That came through our lives, came through our ministry, and yet they are gone, and we have forgotten about them. So I think that would be a good beginning, amen, for the church to get back to, amen, the knocking on doors, going back into the neighborhood, amen, and seeing what's going on with the people. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I agree, amen, with you, Apostle Robinson. Truly, amen, the people of God have been scattered, amen, and this is why we should have eyesight, insight, and oversight to be able to discern this timing. But first of all, we got to deal with them in the spirit world. Amen. Because
amen.
You say, my sheep knoweth my voice. Amen. And a stranger, they will not follow.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But if we begin to get into prayer as the apostolic order, the teachers, evangelists, amen, get in prayer and begin to intercede. Prayer will go where we can't go. For some of the people that we once had, we don't have access to them now in the natural. But I have observed God as I begin to pray in the realm of the spirit. I've seen sons and daughters that I thought I would never see again return back because of the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. During this time and during this season, those of you God is gathering, this he's gathering them by the spirit. Amen. He's not gathering them by the flesh, because if we get in the flesh, we can mess up all over again. But if we will seek the face of God, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto them.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
And
yes,
I believe that. In this season now, as we begin to gather, amen, in the realm of the spirit and seek out God for my flock, I believe that there's a remnant. There's a people of God that desire God even the more. But we have to speak to them in the realm of the spirit because we are spirit beings, amen. And if we don't function there in the realm of the spirit, we're going to lose even the more. Amen. But we prophesy today that those that are under the sound of our voice, those of you that have been struggling, those of you that have been through disappointment, those of you that had hardship in the church, you got to learn, amen, you're not connecting with man. First of all, I want you to come back unto the Lord. Amen. When we begin to come back unto the Lord himself will draw them. And I believe God said there's a people that I want you to deal with and cause them to soar. I say, Lord, what do you mean when you say soar? He said, I'm calling you for the survivors of a remnant. Those are those that have been through. Amen. To restore is to bring back. He said, I want to bring my people back alive. Many people are walking around. Hear me, a radio talk show. Amen. Many of people, they're walking around, but they're walking around dead. Amen. They're just walking around. They have no light. They have no vision. Amen. But God said, during this season, I'm going to renew them. And they're going to regain their strength. I prophesy now into this broadcast that somebody that is listening, amen, I see your bones being strengthened now. I hear, amen, I feel you, amen, sitting up high, amen, you were down low. But God said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting door, that the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord is strong and mighty in battle. Amen.
Yes.
And we as intercessors, as we begin to stand in the gap, come on. I want you to know that's right. There's a woman, amen, you're listening right now. God said you're more than a conqueror. Yes, you've been through some hardship. You've been through some disappointment. But you know that it was the Lord that kept you. I come to tell you, if I can speak for myself, if it had not been for the Lord, I feel like running right now on my side. Huh? I'm talking about on my side. He said, but these people, it's under the sound. See, you got to understand, we move by the Spirit. So now, now that we're talking, listen here, now that we're talking here, our spirit man is going beyond where we are. Come on. Amen. We can't see the people. Come on. We don't know who's on. Come on. But the Spirit knows all things. He said, but whoever will hear this sound, God said, I'm going to renew you this day. I'm going to cause you to regain your strength. Come on. Mm? I'm going to cause you to survive. And I'm going to bring you from surviving to thriving. Good God, you're coming from surviving to thriving. I believe God. He said, now, when you begin to soar, you cannot allow, in order to soar in the things of God, you cannot allow your past to get in the way of the future. Come on. Many of you are listening on our sound. Your future is much brighter than your past. Come on. Amen. Yes, I see somebody going back to school, getting their degree. It's not over till God says it's over. Come on. Amen. God said, I'm opening portals. Because why? I'm going to renew your strength. Amen. I'm going to call you to mount up with wings as an eagle. Hear me. Let's keep it real because we don't like to talk like this. But God said, he gives power to the faith.
Glory.
He gives power to the faith,
Yes, Lord.
To the weak,
yes,
and to them that have no might. This is what God doing. Because if I keep it real with you, if you're going to live on this side, there must be some trials and tribulation. Come on.
My God.
But he said, now I'm going to call you to rise up. Somebody, you need to stand up. Wherever you are, just stand up. God said, I'm going to call you to rise up. Come on.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm going to call you to go higher. Come on. Go higher. Seek after me.
Lord.
Seek after my ways. Come on. Seek me.
Yes, my God.
I'm going to elevate you. Somebody get ready for another promotion. Come on. Amen. God will elevate you in the realm of the spirit. See, this is the remnant that survived. Come on. Amen. When the enemy wanted you to give up on life, come on, but you held on.
God,
I'm equipping you this day.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I'm equipping you today to go higher. My God.
This is out there. Time is almost running out for us. Before we close the show on today, we want to give Reverend Robinson an opportunity. Just at this time, Reverend Robinson, I would like you to give the listener a contact number on how they can reach you and where you are, where your ministry is in the city of New Orleans. After you have told the listeners that I need for Minister Robinson out of Florida to, because you have to be very quick now because we're running out of time, to give the listeners a number on yourself and where you have your ministry is, you have your ministry there in Florida.
Thank you, God.
Also, I would like to say to the both of you, thank you again for being a guest on Face of the Ephesians.
Thank you. God bless you.
Evangelist Norma Chapman. And I would like for us to get together and then God can bless us with a revival. Then we can come to Florida. And then we can come to New Orleans.
Hallelujah.
Sounds great.
And then we can be able to continue to feed our people and bring the people back, bring God's people back to the church. At this time, we would let Brother Robinson give us information and then shut it very briefly. Y'all will be running out of time. And then we will have Pastor Clark out of Florida to give her information. God bless you.
Lord. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. I just want to drop this in. The Bible said, be not entangled again. Some of y'all may be entangled with the yoke of bondage, but Christ has already made us free. Amen. So begin to walk in the liberty of Christ. Walk in the anointing. Ask God to anoint you. Ask God to give us power.
Okay, well,
you're
going to give the information quicker than that, Reverend Robinson. Yeah.
Well, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Well, you can always reach me. You can reach me at, you can reach me at 504. Amen. 316-1006 in New Orleans. Praise God. You call that line. That's my ministry line. Praise God. I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana. Amen. Call me for more information. Praise God. If you can't get me on that line, you can always get me on 504-266-8564. Praise God. You can call those two lines. Praise God. And you can get more information on where I'm at and what I'm doing. God bless you. God bless you.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Very quickly, get contact information on you.
Amen.
And then we're going to let
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for, amen, you, Evangelist Norman. Thank God for Evangelist Norman today for this opportunity, Facing the Fear radio broadcast talk show. I'm honored to be here once again. This is Pastor Geraldine Clark of Faith to Glory Community Empowerment Center in the city of Fort Pierce, Florida. Amen. For prayer and information, dial 772-979-2332. You can go on Facebook, amen, and tap in Geraldine Clark. If you hear this broadcast, amen, as a sign to me, put remnant, so I know that you heard this broadcast. But those of you that is under the sound of our voice, once again, Evangelist Norm, I want to thank you for this opportunity. Thank God for you, Apostle Robinson, and
God
look forward
you,
to even more fellowship.
God bless you.
God bless you. All right, listeners, we're coming to almost to the close of our show, brothers, and then we want to thank everybody for tuning in on Facing Your Fears on today. I pray that the word that you heard from the Lord on today will restore you back to God, and you have the information of our special guest on today. If you didn't need to talk with them by phone, listen, don't forget to just call them, and I know that they will be willing to talk with you, and also you can reach me at Norma_Chapman@yahoo.com. My phone number is 504-333-9550. You can also go to my Facebook page, Facing Your Fears on Facebook. You can also go to What Faith Can Do Facebook page, which is my book that I wrote, What Faith Can Do. You can also just go to my regular page, Norma Chapman on Facebook. Listeners, please, we're crying out to you on today to give God your life on today. We want to give God the glory. We want to give God the honor. We want to thank all our listeners for listening in on today. I want to thank my special guest that came on today and really poured out their hearts, anointed man, and woman of God that brought such an awesome word on today from the Lord. And we want to just give God the glory and the praise. And we pray
yes,
that
Lord,
anyone out there that heard and they need God in their life, I know that you're filled with joy knowing that you can come back to the Lord. God is waiting to hear from you, and he's ready to restore you. He never left you. All you have to do is to make that choice. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all of his righteousness, and all the other things will be added unto you. And we have to forget about worldly things, and all is going to pass away. But what he promised is going to be forever. And forever, God does not word does not come back by unto him. He's going to keep his word, but he expects for you to do what? Keep his commandments and obey.
Yes,
he's
Lord,
telling us to do in our lives so you can be prosperous, so you can be blessed. So he will bless you going in. He will bless you coming out. He will bless you in the fields and in the forest. Don't you want to be blessed on today? Listeners out there, I'm so very happy every Thursday God gives me an opportunity to come on with Faith in Your Fears. And don't forget that this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Remember to keep all the victims in your prayers. Remember to keep the abusers in your prayers. Remember to reach out and tell somebody, to testify to somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Remember to give God the glory for your life every morning when you wake up. And also remember with Reverend Robinson and Reverend Clark has shared with us on today. God is gathering his people back and restoring them back to his church and restoring the pastor that he
yes,
has called.
Lord.
He said he called pastors after his own heart. And you
yes,
would know,
Lord.
And then also if you read that chapter, it tells you about false prophets. You have to be careful. You have to know that they are a man and woman of God. God is not asking you to go no anywhere and to listen to anything that's not of him. He said,
that's
you
right.
Know my
Amen.
Sheep from the fruit that it bears. You also,
yes, Lord.
God tells you that if it's not of him, do not be deceived. If you read the chapter, it will tell you how you can be deceived. All right, we've come to the end of our show. At this time, we're going to ask Pastor Clark out of Florida to take us a word of prayer.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this gathering today. We pray by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost that those are under
yes,
the sound
Lord.
Of our voice
They will hear what the Spirit has said unto the church. You say your word will not go out void, but it will accomplish that it is sent out to do. And I thank you now. We thank you, God, for the movement of your Spirit this day.
I pray, Lord,
God, that you will continue to increase this broadcast. Yes, this radio talk show with Evangelist Norma Chapman. I pray for an increase in the mighty name of Jesus. And
yes,
God,
Lord,
we'll forever give you the glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to thank you for your presence
this day, Lord.
In Jesus'
thank
name.
You,
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God.
Robinson,
God,
you got 1 minute to do your closing prayer. 1 minute. 1 minute left in
God.
The radio show. We're going to hear from Reverend Robinson.
Okay, praise God. Father, we bless your name today, God. We thank you for the word that went out. God, you said your word would not go out void. You said it shall accomplish all that it was set out to do. And Father, I even pray right now, God, that the word of God that we sent out today, God, let it stick to us like glue. Oh, God, let it torment people to do what's right and please it in their sight, in your sight. In the mighty name of Jesus, raise them up, Lord, to be the mighty people of God in this season, in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God,
Hallelujah.
We thank you for this opportunity. And we listeners, I'll see you on next Thursday. Don't forget to tune in every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 Central Standard Time. If you're anywhere else, please check your time in your area and your zone and tune in again on Space in Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Be blessed. God bless you. And God keep you. Good day now.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.